Lesson 31, Sealed for Time and for All Eternity. Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, Verses 1 through 4, Section 132, Verses 4 through 33. Why is marriage an essential part of God's eternal plan? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, Verses 1 through 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. When a man and woman are married for time and eternity in the temple, they make a covenant with the Lord. What blessings will they receive if they are true to their covenant? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 1 through 4, Section 132, verse 7, verses 19 through 24, and verses 30 through 31. What blessings can temple marriage bring in mortality? How can parents and other adults help youth prepare for a celestial marriage? What can we do to make our marriages eternal? Scripture chain, marriage. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 1 through 4. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132, verses 15 and 19. End of Lesson 31, Sealed for Time and for All Eternity, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.